134. Part 1. Warming up exercises. Instruction following. Keep fit exercises. You're going to hear some instructions on how to do keep fit exercises. Listen carefully. Write down the important points in each step.
Right, everyone. Stand straight, feet apart, hands by your sides. Relax. Everybody ready? Right. A nice deep breath. Now raise your arms to shoulder height and stretch them out sideways. Good. Now swing your right arm down to touch your left toes. Keep your left arm stretched out. Don't bend your knees. Your legs should be straight. And up straight again. Now your left hand down to touch your right toes. And up again. Everybody happy? Now let's do this with a bit of rhythm. Right, down, touch your toes and up. Left, down, touch your toes and up. And again. Right, down, touch your toes and up. Left, down, touch your toes and up. Keep those knees straight. Now keep going until I tell you to stop.
Listening discussion. Before you listen to the passage, have a discussion on the questions you hear on the tape. Can you suggest some remedies for overcoming sleeplessness? What would you do if you were anxious to lose weight? What exercises would you do in order to keep fit?
Do you know the difference between health and fitness? Health is freedom from disease, and fitness is your ability to meet the physical needs around you. Therefore, a person in good health may get out of breath more quickly than an athlete with a cold who's in good physical condition. Here are a few hints on health, diet, and exercise. Health. Sleep is important. However, the average adult shouldn't need more than 8 hours sleep per night. Even if you have a very late night, 9 hours should be enough for you to catch up on lost sleep. If you suffer from sleeplessness, try this. Before going to bed, sit with your feet in a bowl of cold water. If you're brave enough, fill the bath with cold water till it comes to your waist. A cup of herb tea, chamomile or mint, or hot milk with a spoonful of honey should help you to relax. If you can't sleep, don't toss and turn. Get up and do something active, or read. By the way, if you suffer from sleeplessness, don't worry. People who can't sleep easily are usually creative, with a lively and overactive mind.
Diet. Crash diets are no good for you. You'll lose more weight in the long run by eating a balanced and varied diet, cutting down on fattening foods. Cut out sugar altogether and use honey as a substitute. If you are desperate to lose weight quickly, here are two diets which work, and you really won't feel hungry. The high-protein diet. You must drink 8 glasses of water per day. You mustn't eat anything not included in the list below. You can eat as much of the following as you wish. Meat, boiled or grilled. No fat. Fish, boiled or grilled. Cheese, low fat. Eggs. The meat, fish, and eggs must be boiled or grilled or fried in a non-stick frying pan. They mustn't be cooked with oil, butter, or any fat. The orange and milk diet. Squeeze the juice of 2 oranges into a bowl, beat 2 eggs well, and add them to the oranges. Add a teaspoonful of oil to the above mixture and beat the ingredients together. Add 1 liter of milk. Whenever you feel hungry, drink a glass of the above. You can drink as much coffee, tea, or water as you wish, but you mustn't eat or drink anything else. Don't do the above diet for more than a day at a time. You mustn't follow either diet without your doctor's advice.
Exercise. Everyone needs to do a certain amount of exercise in order to keep fit. Did you know that it is better to do a little exercise regularly rather than a lot now and then? You needn't, and in fact mustn't, overdo it. When you get up in the morning, stretch and breathe deeply. Then bend down and touch your toes, legs straight, 20 times. Try to get used to walking upstairs instead of using the lift. Did you know that climbing a flight of stairs every day is better for you, in the long run, than running round the block 3 times a week? So you needn't feel breathless and exhausted when you exercise. On the contrary, you shouldn't.
Exercises. Complete the outline with the information you hear on the tape.
Part 3.
Now, how about another fable? This one concerns two cats and a mouse. It's a little trickier than the first one, so you'll have to listen carefully if you want to find the hidden purposes. Once there was a mouse who lived in a castle. Now this mouse lived the good life, eating banquet leftovers and sleeping on the throne when no one was looking. But one day, two cats, Felicia and Madeline, appeared on the scene. And from that day, the mouse, whose name was Worthington, had no peace. Every time the cats saw Worthington step out of his hole in the wall, they would go diving after him. So he was only safe when they weren't around. But that was the problem. They walked so softly. He never knew when they were around. Coming out for a meal was dangerous, and Worthington had more than one close call. He was becoming a nervous wreck, a skinny nervous wreck. He had to do something quick or starve. Well, one evening, he came strolling out, carrying a bright silver bell. Little Worthington walked right up to Felicia and said,
"Isn't this a lovely bell, Felicia?" "Ah, yes, my dear, I thought you'd like it. I found it in the wall, and right away I thought of you. Why, just hanging this bell around your neck would do wonders for your looks. Felicia, you'd be the most beautiful cat in the castle."
Well, by now, Felicia was beginning to purr as she stared at the bell.
"Why, you'd make your sister Madeline look like an old hen."
Well, that was about all Worthington needed to say. Not a moment later, Felicia was prancing around the castle with the bell jingling at her neck. Next, Worthington walked up to Madeline.
"Hey, Madeline,"
he whispered.
"Did you see that silver bell around your sister's neck?" "Oh, you did? And you're just going to let her waltz around like that and not do anything about it? Why, it's not fair, not fair, I say. Your sister's becoming the pet of the castle. Everyone's just fawning all over her. Listen, you're twice as pretty as she is. With that bell, no cat in the kingdom could hold a candle to your beauty. Ooh, oh, here comes your sister. I'd better get lost."
The mouse dashed back inside the wall and waited to see if his plan was working. Sure enough, a minute later he heard Madeline snarling,
"Give me that bell." "Oh, no,"
Felicia yowled.
"It's mine."
Well, soon they were yowling and clawing and fighting over the bell. Once again, the mouse went into action. He grabbed another bell and dashed into the middle of the fight.
"Hold it,"
he shouted.
"No need to get so upset. Look, I found another bell just like the first one. Here."
He handed the bell to Madeline.
"Now you are both equally beautiful."
Madeline put the bell around her neck, and the two cats strode away, both happy as could be, both with bells ringing wherever they walked. And the mouse was pretty happy, too. He didn't have to worry about Felicia and Madeline anymore. From that day on, whenever he heard the bells, he knew the cats were coming. And when he didn't hear the bells, he knew it was safe. He had installed an alarm on the cats, and they never bothered him again. I guess Worthington showed them.
Exercise 1. Read the statements listed. Find the stated purposes and mark them with an S, and then mark the hidden ones with an H. Exercise 2. Choose A, B, or C to complete each statement.